This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. The official start of our weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. That's what the music indicates. My voice belongs to me. I'm Doug Steffen. His voice belongs to him.
My voice belongs to me.
Are we going to sing again? This week, no. Are we singing again?
No. I don't consider what I did even singing, so the word again doesn't quite work.
Michael and I are talking, if you have not heard, the introduction of the new song, Idiots, which is something that Michael put together with his friends from Gun Hill Road, and it really speaks well to the state of, and this week's list.
Absolutely.
Pretty much every week's list.
And it's an internet hit. We have like 10,000 views in a week. And,
really?
Cool. It's really, and it's getting played on talk radio. Music radio, not so much.
No.
They don't know how to deal with a song like that. But talk radio is having a ball with it. Mm-hmm. And, it's idiotsvideo.com for it, folks. Idiotsvideo.com. But I think that you and me and James should start a doo-wop group.
James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas. He's you think he could be? He's too young to be a doo-wopper.
He's got a great voice. He and I during the breaks have been singing to each other. Bach,
really, and that's sweet. Great, I hope you're all very arrangements. Happy together.
Well, all right. I here's your choice. Should I do the top 10 stories, or should I do a string of bassman lines from the Marcells?
Mr. Bassman? I think we ought to, because we are here to go through the talk radio charts for the week, according to the research done by your folks at Talkers Magazine. The list at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com. Yes, let's do the list.
Okay,
and
here it is.
We can
see. Here it is. Okay. At number 10, we have the U.S. Space Program. At number 9, we have Big Tech and Cybersecurity. At number 8, COVID-19, tied with the news that the life expectancy in the U.S. is now lower than it's been for the first time in a long time. Number 7, race relations, immigration, and abortion. Number 6, climate change, and specifically a lot of concern over the crisis in Jackson, Mississippi. They ain't got no water there.
No water.
It's a problem.
Yep.
At number 5, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S.-China relations, and the death of Mikhail Gorbachev. We have at number...
He didn't even get a state funeral. That's how much
they don't like him there.
Then
Putin says that he's responsible for the fall of the Soviet Union, which he says is the greatest geopolitical catastrophe in modern times.
That's not true, but the first part of his statement is true. Yeah.
Gorbachev was I remember back when he was the president of the Soviet Union, how it was like, is he for real? Is he really saying that? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. I remember that vividly, don't you?
Absolutely. One of the great lines in political history.
Yep.
At number four, crime, guns, and homelessness. Sometimes homelessness is not mentioned in the discussion of crime and guns and city problems.
It ought to be. You just look at Los Angeles County.
Major problem. Yeah. Major problem. A crime against humanity by humanity. At number 3, economy. The economy is up there. Number 2, partisan politics, the elections. And Sarah Palin lost her special election up in Alaska. That's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And number 1, the FBI raid, the Department of Justice probe, and Trump's legal woes. Those are our top 10 stories. The people on the survey, number 10, of course. What would a survey be without Elon Musk? The aforementioned Mikhail Gorbachev at number 9. Greg Abbott from Texas is 8. Number 7, Vladimir Putin. Number 6, Jerome Powell. Number 5, Dr. Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman, the dynamic duo running in Pennsylvania. Mm. The aforementioned Sarah Palin at 4. Evan Corcoran and Christina Bob, a couple of new lawyers that will work
for the lawyers.
Paid by Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Biden is at 2, and Donald Trump is at number 1.
Kind of a flip-flop there, right?
Well, even Biden's talking about Trump. He made his big thing this past week was making a speech about Trump.
That was ridiculous, I thought. What, did you watch it?
I didn't watch it live. I saw it afterwards, though. So I did watch it.
Not anything for any of us to be proud of, as far as I can see. Anyway, all right, let's pause for a moment. Then we're going to get to the discussion of these items from Michael's perspective. And a few maybe names will come up that aren't on the people list, but maybe they're worth a moment or two of our time. First, let me absorb your thoughts for a moment, thinking about your air, thinking about your life, thinking about what you're breathing and wondering whether it's the best possible circumstance you can find yourself in. If you are not happy with allergies, if you're not happy because you're worried about getting attacked by some more viruses, then you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. When I say that, I think of Jack Nicholson's line from A Few Good Men, when he's sitting down talking to Tom Cruise. You need us on that line. You want us on that line. And that's, I think, the way that we should look at Thunderstorm. You need and want to have your home clean, the air fresh. You want to get rid of the odors. You want to get rid of, you got cats in the litter boxes and stink. You maybe have trash cans that are around that you don't like, dirty diapers, you got youngsters, cooking smells, all that stuff. The Thunderstorm takes care of them from top to bottom. There have been like a quarter of a million of these things sold in a very short period of time, so you know they work. You don't have to buy any filters, doesn't take up any space on your floor, plugs in, and bingo, you've got something that's compact and will be able to provide you with the clean, fresh air that you want. Take it with you when you go to a hotel room. That's a good thing to do as well. Protect yourself with a Thunderstorm air purifier from Eden Pure. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3, and you will save $200 on a purchase of 3 of these Thunderstorm air purifiers for all over the house, right? This company's been around for 50 years. All these products are made in Canton, Ohio. And there's nothing foreign in these things. They're all made in America. And the company boasts that the newest employee was hired 15 years ago. That's quite a record when you think about it. So you got something good going here. Help yourself to health. EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3 to save $200.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Does Calitrin address things like water weight?
That's a good question. I know that collagen is like the most abundant protein in your body, and we all know that water is a huge part of your makeup, too. So I would have to say that they probably do affect each other somewhat. But what Calitrin really does, in addition to the rebuilding the lean muscle tissue, is it helps repair your digestive tract. So it does help everything stay moving and stay, you know, healthy. Unfortunately, it seems like men do lose weight faster than women, but that's with everything.
Boo.
I know, boo. You know, when my husband first got on it, I think he dropped about 10 pounds in the first 6 weeks of taking the product. For me, it took a few months to really see the weight loss. You can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The name Ginny, there are two names this week that I think are also, even though they're not in the list, I think that you look at what Ginny Thomas has been saying or what she did in the 2020 election is disgusting. I find her to be, when I look at her face and listen to her rhetoric, probably one of the least sincere people, and I know the people who love Clarence Thomas, this is his wife, will say, well, they don't come back with anything meaty. They just say, oh, you don't like her because she's married to Clarence Thomas. Well, no, I don't like people who stick their nose into stuff that and then claim that they didn't. I don't mind you sticking your nose into stuff, but don't lie about it. When people corner you and say you're trying to do this, and she said, no, I didn't, and of course she did. And so trying to overturn Joe Biden's victory, these people, what do we do with all of this? This is the whole business, number one this week, of the probe and Trump and where the country, it's something that has, it's unprecedented, I think, isn't it, in the history of our country?
Well, we've had a lot of garbage in the history of our country.
Yeah, that's
a lot
true.
Of crazy. We've had a lot of crazy stuff, but this is our crazy stuff for our generation and our
mm-hmm.
lifetimes.
Yeah.
And I think that I think it's unprecedented what this president has drummed up in terms of the drama. I just wonder whether or not Republicans in the and I'm nonpartisan in this remark, but whether card-carrying Republicans in the privacy of their own minds and hearts would like to see the conversation move beyond Trump's drama to mm-hmm. issues and the future, because I hear a term a lot of Republicans tell me privately is that they can't stand the fact that he sucks the oxygen
out of the room. Yep,
yeah.
He does. So is Joe Biden right when he sounds the alarm on our democracy that Trump and the Republicans are a threat to democracy?
You know, I'll be honest with you. My personal opinion is that both the Democrats and the Republicans, both Biden and Trump, are a threat to democracy.
I agree with that statement. Yep. They both come across as almost clueless to when it comes to the benefits of living in America. They're only interested in themselves. And that's where politics has brought us. I thought the other name that was interesting in the news this week, a resurgence. How many return of this now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when Newt Gingrich was actually a player? He apparently behind the scenes has pushed ads, Michael, that claim the election was stolen from Trump. And the reason he did it was to arouse anger. The House selected him this week, which I find interesting. Newt Gingrich, I thought he was long forgotten.
They've investigated him for perhaps even existing anymore.
Yeah.
There's rumors that Newt Gingrich still exists.
Still alive, yes, right, exactly.
You know. Do you realize it's 30 years since the contract with America?
Mm-hmm. He and well, when you think about
years.
Clinton, yeah, it was... And
it was
Clinton 94. Was smarter about
it was 94.
It was.
So it was it was 28 years ago.
Yep.
28 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the string of subjects that this era of talk radio has provided that you and I have been following the passing parade on this radio show for decades.
It's a parade. It is a parade.
It's a passing parade.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable that and one of the things about talk radio is how many radio formats can claim that type of continuity
right.
for decades?
Can't.
It's amazing.
This is it. We're in the top of the heap at 21 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview from the official spokesperson of the World of Talk Radio, News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You know what none of the things on the story list or the people list were the biggest thing that happened in Arkansas this week. Do you want to know what the town is talking about in Menifee, Arkansas? You want to know?
I want to know. I want to know what's going on in Menifee, Arkansas. I want to know badly. Tell me.
Okay. Police there have written too many tickets, and they have broken important state laws regarding the revenue generated from traffic stops. So they have been told they cannot write speeding tickets for a year.
Oh, boy. Now that's going to be the speeding capital of Arkansas.
Of the world. Highway 64, 40 miles north of Little Rock, this little town. It is a small town, like 274 people live there, but it was a trap they had on both, going through town on both ends. The police, all they do is sit there and they grab speeders. They wrote 2,318 tickets from January 1st until the end of August. And so the state said, wait a minute, what are you doing? You can't do this. And by the way, there's a limit. You know, they always say that police, when they, I've been over the years big on talking about this.
Yeah, quota.
Yeah, there is a quota. And in fact, police officers who sit out there with a radar gun telling you that they're there for your safety, that's the biggest line of BOGO that you can come up with. They're there as revenue enhancement officers. They're there for your money. They're not there to protect the drivers. They're not there to, so they want you to speed so they can grab you. And that's what this town is in trouble for. I thought it was kind of interesting. So they've been told not to write any more tickets. So they have, but then the mayor says, well, how are we going to make money? How are we going to pay our bills? Because they only have 274 people who live there. And they, like every other community, big and small, have outspent what their resources are. So they grab you as you go through town so that they can keep spending money. It's a pretty interesting indictment, isn't it, huh?
How did you find out about this?
I saw it with my friend Nick Miles, who is the car the auto expert, my auto, yourautoexpert.com, he tracks these sorts of things. And
people will find out about that, and they'll have drag races, and they'll speed through the town. That's about as dumb an idea as defunding the police.
That is a dumb idea. Whatever happened to that, by the way? That seems to have landed with a thud.
Well, it landed with a thud, but it's caused a lot of problems, and it's, there are the remnants of it in many places where police departments are underfunded because of that. Mm-hmm. A lot of hostility toward police in many places. And it led to a number of ultra-liberal DAs, judges, prosecutors, creating a revolving door where criminals get away with literally murder. They get away with...
L.A., you can see that going on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's a problem.
Yeah. Well, I just find when you look around at some of this stuff, the business of the crime and guns are number four item this week on the story list. Crime, guns, the crime in this country is absurd when you think about what... You know, most of the civilized world is about, but because of the crime, one of the outshoots of it is that our life expectancy has been lowered. Number eight this week on our countdown list. So we talk more about that as we continue. Here it's 28 after the hour.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's divisionary rhetoric in front of the nation Thursday has many Americans speaking up against Biden's leadership struggles. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
This is the record of Joe Biden. This is the record of a Democrat control in Washington. Yet instead of trying to bring our country together to solve these challenges, President Biden has chosen to divide, demean, and disparage his fellow Americans. Why? Simply because they disagree with his policies. That is not leadership.
As we head into the Labor Day weekend, several major airlines are promising to deliver better customer service, especially if they can't deliver you to your destination on time, including providing meals and hotel rooms to those passengers stranded by significant flight delays or cancellations. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano calls out President Biden on Newsmax, saying that Biden has nothing to offer the residents of the Keystone State, and reminds America, Democrats pushed the defund the police movement, and Democrats called violence by their followers mostly peaceful.
And here we go again. You know, Democrat dog whistles there, and I'd like him and his party to condemn the Summer of Love in 2020, where there's billions of dollars of damage to mostly peaceful protests, you know, amplified by their ridiculous comments by the left-wing media, and about 20-some deaths across the nation here. We remember what happened in Seattle and in Philadelphia. The Democrat Party is not the party of law and order. My opponent is the Attorney General of Pennsylvania. He's been in that seat for 6 years. He can't run on that record, so he has to devolve to juvenile name-calling. On his record, 37% crime has gone up.
The United States Jobs Report for August will offer an idea on how tight the labor market was last month. Job growth has been resilient this year, despite the recession. Employers created 528,000 jobs in July. That's according to the Labor Department a month ago. The department is set to release August data in about 30 minutes. Labor Day is still celebrated in cities and towns across the United States with parades, picnics, barbecues, firework displays, and other public gatherings. For many Americans, particularly children and young adults, it represents the end of summer and the start of the back-to-school season. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling giving back to the younger generation.
Talk radio, you know, around the country. Our focus here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, he's a staff going through the stories, the big time material list, the chart for the week of August 29th to the 2nd of September. Number four. For this week, the focus on crime, the situation in New York, where a police officer this week punched a woman in the face during an arrest, square in the face. This is something went down in Harlem. The video is circulating online. It shows a group of police in the middle of a crowd. The police department says that they were attempting to arrest a man in connection with an attempted murder. But the scene, Michael, is, you go look at the video, is chaos. One officer pushed this woman away from the crowd, and then she shoved him back, and then he hauls back and punches her right in the face. She falls to the pavement. Citizens shocked. One man was yelling at the cop, "Why would you do that?" And it's unclear, frankly, why he did do it. She was unconscious. The police got her up, put her in handcuffs. The police say this was self-defense. The woman was about half the size of the guy who punched her in the face. One would wonder. See, digging these holes
and not wanting to be supportive of the police, but yet with incidents like this that happened, there was another incident where a white cop shot a black guy someplace in the car. You lose track of these things. But this is what makes people, when they look at it now, people say, "Wow, there's too much video, there's too much." But this stuff we should see this stuff. Shouldn't we? We should know what's going on, or do we see too much of it and it has made us numb?
Well, it's how we interpret it. I think there's nothing wrong with a lot of information, and numbness is always a problem, but information is more important than being kept in the dark. But it's how you interpret it. You know, why was there chaos? Why were people getting in the way of the police action? If the police were trying to apprehend somebody who committed a murder, why was this woman there impeding their progress? I mean, and because the policeman is bigger than her, I mean, what would you want, a small policeman being beaten up by a big woman? Or it could have been a female police officer. There's more to it than just, you know, every single issue suddenly becoming the reason we should defund the police, or the reason police are no good, or white people hate black people. You know, it's how we react to the information that we get that has to be tightened up and scrutinized, as opposed to whether or not we should have information.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting this week, speaking of talk radio, Mark Levin on the radio and also on Fox, and he appeared to be chastising Trump as well as Biden, and some of his followers got all upset. I don't know if they took what he said out of context, but it shows you the other side of the rue that's on the people who want to hear nothing but good about Donald Trump.
And many of the conservative hosts like Mark Levin are being held hostage by their fans and by their core audiences in that regard.
Yeah. It is. So the Salem Talkers, that's a right-wing company, the right of center. I don't like the word right-wing, but all their hosts are pretty much decidedly Trump supporters, and they're going on the road for a week or so. All the hosts get into a jet, and they fly around to places, and they present their point of view. They call it the battleground. I wonder how much influence that has. Do you think the people that are going to go there are already in agreement with them? They're going to go listen to them. Is it entertainment, or what is that? What is that?
It's called the Daily Dance of Affirmation. It's affirming people's already their beliefs. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really have any influence other than to get you a nice audience. It's preaching to the choir.
And
preaching to the choir has proven to be the way that media operates in America today to one degree or another. Mm-hmm. It's targeting an audience based upon what you think they want to hear, read, or see, as opposed to putting out what you have and seeing what it attracts. And that's been the big shift in media programming, whether it's newspapers or television news or radio, of the last 30 years. It's been from putting it out there and attracting what comes up, or targeting audiences and giving them the red meat that they want.
Red meat.
Yeah,
red meat. All right, let's see if this is red meat. Number five, the Ukrainian war and what's going on in Russia. Apparently, there have been more and more people who have surfaced publicly criticizing Mr. Putin, and some of them are falling out of windows. The chairman, latest one here, chairman of an oil company that's been very critical of the invasion of Ukraine and critical. This guy was a friend of Putin's, no longer, but unfortunately he fell out of a window.
They have to be more careful with their windows.
Yes.
It's obvious that they
have a real problem.
Improvement.
Yeah. Yeah. Six people have died after falls out of windows. Yeah, in the last 2 or 3 months.
They're pretty predictable. They poison you, you fall out of a window, or you just disappear. You just disappear into a black hole in space. But that's the way they do politics in Russia. And, clearly Putin is an authoritarian. And and I can't say he's a dictator, because they have a system there where they could get rid of him, too. He has to put up with it. It's not just one guy.
Putin. I can see the headlines now. Impeach Putin.
You get rid of Putin, you'll wind up with somebody worse. That's the system in Russia.
Yeah.
So Putin has to answer to people, and Putin does have to worry about his image because there are critics of Putin in Russia. There have always been dissidents in Russia, and you know, Siberia is known for that.
Yeah. Have a nice time. Go vacation in Siberia, Siberia, like that. Gorbachev passed away. Thought it was interesting. He didn't get a state funeral. He just got, you know, basically buried in a plot. And so here lies Mikhail Gorbachev, who was one of, in our mind, of course, the East and the West interpret this differently. We thought he was a great hero.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? I mean, it's not unusual for heads of state to be considered villains by their own people and heroes by other countries.
Mm-hmm.
This has happened a number of times in history and will continue to be the case. And then they say, why did they unelect that person? We love him.
Right, we love him.
Yeah, we
we love him.
I mean, Mikhail Gorbachev could have moved here, and
right.
he could have run for vice president with Trump.
He could have been right. Exactly. I don't know how much he would have loved Trump. Also, with the war, people are still concerned about that nuclear plant. Matter of fact, there are 5 UN inspectors there. And they've been there all week at the facility. I don't think that's been covered particularly well in the news media. The worry about whether the Russians are going to blow up the nuclear plant because there are a lot of students, a lot of children, there are a lot of schools. Why would you build a school around a nuclear power plant or vice versa? Anyway, they have gone back to school in Ukraine this past week. And the schools over the summer all built bomb shelters. Imagine going to school and worrying about whether, well, we kind of did when we were kids growing up, right? We used to go hide in the basement.
Duck and cover. I mean, and there were civil defense places. But one of the reasons I think that there hasn't been that much discussion about the nuclear power plant is because journalists and talk show hosts can't pronounce it. When you look at the word, you know, Z-A-P-O-R-I-Z-H-Z-H-I-A. So I spent a good part of the past week practicing it.
Did you?
Yes, I'm now going to display my acuity at pronouncing that word. It's Zaporizhia. Zaporizhia. It looks like Zaporizhia.
Yeah, right.
Zaporizhia.
Zaporizhia.
Yeah.
Zap. Why don't you just call it Zap and leave it at that? Michael Harris and Doug Steffen. Yes, the Zap plant. The Thunderstorm air purifier will fix the situation that you have in your home with bad air. I'm giving you this quick refresher reminder because people are wondering. This is one of the best-selling items we've had connected to this program for a long time. Pretty simple to understand why. Because it works. Hello. Duh. So if you're selling your home and are there odors there, don't mask them. Don't put chemicals in purifiers that won't destroy the source of the smells. Get the Thunderstorm air purifier from Eden Pure. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3 to save $200 and also get free shipping.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Here's the deal. I I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, 46 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Don't forget about the Idiots, the song, the video, idiots.com, right? Isn't that where?
No, idiotsvideo.com.
Idiotsvideo.com.
Idiotsvideo.com. If you haven't seen it, you ain't seen nothing.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Idiotsvideo.com. We're very proud of it, and it's got
fun.
A big buzz.
And it's
a big
poignant.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And it's ultimately serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's funny in some places.
Yeah, it is. Number 8 this week on our countdown story list, the COVID realities at the moment. Recommendation this week that most Americans get an updated COVID booster shot. I'm not going to. Are you?
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't believe so. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I think about COVID at this point. I'm reevaluating everything that
most people are changing. Yeah, most people that I know are changing their point of view. Happens that my children are not, but other people that I know, even the medical profession, although Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with the Good Day program, says he thinks that he's going to get a shot, and he'll advise. He was very much into it and on it. Interesting when all of the, he's pretty conservative, likes Trump, but when all the stuff about Trump and all of the focus on whether you get the medicine, you don't want to take it because it's Trump's medicine.
Yeah, well, that politics is really
ridiculous.
Is really dangerous.
Yeah.
But even Trump was for the vaccines and was afraid to say it in front of his rallies because of the politics. But I'm not advocating for or against it. I'm just saying I'm reevaluating everything. You said changing point of view. I haven't changed my point of view. Let's just say I've remained open to more information because the doctors conflict with each other about it because it's an area that we really don't fully understand.
Right.
And that's the scientific truth, that there is no consensus on this.
Speaking of the scientific truth and the climate situation, number 6 this week in the countdown, a focus on the weather, the heat wave in the Southwest. My children both live in Los Angeles. As a matter of fact, I was going to go out there this weekend. My reason for going has evaporated. But it was 107 yesterday, expected to go to 110 over the weekend. At night, it doesn't get much below 90. That's pretty hot. September, though, is always kind of hot. People have short memories. September is always hot in the Southwest.
It's just a little hotter. It's just a little hotter than usual.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the big climate situation that we're not talking about is the brewing of activity out in the Atlantic. It's September, and hurricane season is starting. So we don't know what kind of hurricane season it'll be. There were no named storms in August, which is unusual. There usually are a couple by now.
Right.
But with climate change, there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding these storms.
Yep. All right, lots of things as usual to talk about. A thorough overview of the world of News Talk Radio, thanks to Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Well, I was hoping you'd play this, Chucker. I haven't heard this in a while. Glad. Look out! Chuck Curry is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a review of what's going on in the film business and also what we will expect to see at the box office if anything new this weekend. Hi, Chucker. So what's happening in the Spider-Man universe?
We play that because this weekend at the box office... Marvel's going to release Spider-Man, actually Sony Marvel, Spider-Man No Way Home re-release. It was the biggest film that came out this year, made a ton, and I mean a ton of money. 11 extra minutes of footage and a new post-credit sequence. Will you be first online or second online, Doug?
Probably the line will get unplugged, but that's just me.
No, I don't have a need to go back. I don't have a need to go back. I got to be honest, I was a little mixed on the film itself. I'm in the vast minority. But I hope it does well because theater owners need people to come out this weekend. And also the re-release of Steven Spielberg's Jaws, which you talked about the other day, being released on about 1,300 screens, which is a lot. IMAX, all the big formats, and also a lot of 3D screens. I have no, and I mean no interest in watching Jaws in 3D. It's a character-driven film. It does not need to be shown in 3D, but I guess they think this is the way they will sort of hook people to get back to watch it. They just promote it as one of the greatest films of all time on the big screen. Not much else to say.
I think, by the way, that people who are in business, entertainment business, ought to have pinball arcades in the
Good
movie
theater.
That'll bring people in.
Let me ask you a question. I was doing I do a radio spot with a buddy of mine who's a lawyer. Right? He's he controls a radio station about an hour from me. I do a half hour spot a week. So he said, in his opinion, what's going to happen? There's a law coming off the books where studios cannot own their own movie theaters, but that's going to become that rule is going to change. He thinks that Disney ultimately will take over some of these theaters that might go belly up and have Disney movie theaters and have arcades and movies and sell merchandise. I think that's a possibility. What do you think?
They're grasping at straws. That's what I think.
Yeah.
They're grasping at anything and everything. If they just make the popcorn better, they'd help themselves out a whole lot. Yep.
But I think some of the studios, if they could control the theaters more, yeah, that would be, I think they would like it. Having said that, the 50-50 split, when you talk about owning a theater and you deal with all the overhead, you're going to lose half the ticket sale anyway. So it sort of works out that way as a wash, I think, financially. But anyway, tomorrow is $3 Saturday, National, yep. 95% of all theaters will sell movie tickets for $3. Think that's going to help get people in it? I think that'll help.
I think plus the weather, the heat, the fact that it's a weekend, a long weekend, people looking for things to do. You'll go to the theater and you'll see this terrifying trailer for the Winnie the Pooh horror movie. What in the name of God is somebody thinking, taking Winnie the Pooh and bastardizing it like this?
Winnie the Pooh, the property has now gone in to public domain. I guess the rights were not protected. Some low-level sleazy producer shot this in 10 days, and obviously is getting some buzz, some traction with people like yourself and on the Internet talking about making Winnie the Pooh into a horror character. It's a cheapo production, but it'll probably get some traction on streaming.
Sick. Anna de Armas is confused why her movie Blonde got an NC-17 rating. This is about Marilyn Monroe, right?
Yeah, which is going to be on Netflix.
Yeah. So wait, it's not going to be in the theaters at all? It's not going to be in a movie theater?
I don't. I have a feeling it's not. It might be in a few selective theaters. To try to create some Oscar buzz. There is good buzz on it.
Yeah.
It looks good. The trailer.
She was good in Knives Out.
To watch it.
Yeah, I thought she was good in Knives Out. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So anyway, her agent Mark Rosen said that although this is about Marilyn Monroe giving her sort of the sanction, but. You know, there's still the people. It kind of what went on with Kardashian and the Marilyn Monroe dress, right?
Yeah.
Anything you mess with Marilyn Monroe, you better be careful. I think that's kind of the bottom line here. All right, Chucker.
Look forward to
it'll be Tuesday before we get box office totals because we've got a long weekend.
Yep.
But I hope we'll talk to you Monday, Labor Day.
Got it.
We'll be on the air here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 59 past the hour.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.